Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Two police officers shot in Louisville. We have the story.
COVID clusters are making the list again in Kansas. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County Commissioners will wait 2 weeks to take up a proclamation aimed at opening up long-term care facilities to visitors. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. The remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that brought us some low clouds and drizzle this week have shifted into the eastern part of the country. We will be clearing out and heating up today and tomorrow. Our complete forecast in just a few minutes.
Police investigating a shooting this morning in southwest Wichita. Just before 4 a.m., officers were called to a quick trip at Harry and Seneca, where they found a shooting victim. Police say the 40-year-old man had exchanged gunfire with another person. The victim suffered severe but non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities in Louisville, Kentucky, say two officers were shot Wednesday night during demonstrations that followed a grand jury deciding against murder charges in the police shooting death of Breonna Taylor.
What started as a day of peaceful demonstrations has now turned into a night of violence. The FBI out here blocking off the street. The Louisville Metro PD did release some sort of police footage. We're not sure if it's body cam footage or something that they were recording themselves. And you can kind of see the moments leading up to when those shots erupted here just outside of downtown Louisville.
Fox's Jeff Paul reporting police say a suspect is in custody. Both officers expected to recover. Sedgwick County is reporting 42 new COVID-19 cases since Tuesday. The positivity rate has dropped to 4.8%. The Kansas Health Department says 21 people have died since Monday across the state, bringing the total COVID deaths to 621 with more than 1,200 new cases in Kansas. And the state is once again reporting where COVID clusters are showing up.
KDHE Secretary Dr. Lee Norman says the data shows not only where the clusters are, but what kind of locations the virus is spreading in, and provides information for anyone who has been to a cluster area.
If a person went to one of the locations within the last 14 days, maybe they pay a little bit more attention to their health, don't ignore right off those symptoms. If they aren't feeling well, they seek health care and ask to be tested and treated.
Locations are removed from the list if they drop below 5 cases over a 2-week period. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police have arrested a suspect in a homicide Tuesday morning on Wichita's west side. Lieutenant Christian Corey says 22-year-old Christian Wolford was arrested after a traffic stop in southeast Wichita. He is held in the killing of 42-year-old Jeremy Hutchins. Lieutenant Corey says officers responded to a report of shots fired Tuesday morning in the 500 block of North Edwards.
The investigation revealed that Hutchins met Wolford in the 2700 block of West Newell Street to make a property transaction. While he was seated in the exterior, a disturbance occurred between the two, and Wolford shot Hutchins. He also shot the 28-year-old female in the vehicle, but she was not injured. This was not a random incident. Additionally, Wolford has passed felony conviction and is currently on parole through the Kansas Department of Corrections.
Wolford is held on charges of second-degree murder, aggravated assault, and criminal possession of a firearm. The Sedgwick County Commission defers a vote on a proclamation that would ask long-term care facilities and hospitals to review their visitation policies.
Commissioner Jim Howell acknowledged some facilities have recently started allowing visitors after closing their doors months ago due to the coronavirus. He says for those who haven't amended their policies, something has to change.
And the loneliness and the depression has a real toll on their health. If we say we care about people, this is a very important topic. We talk about the quantity of life, but we should be talking about the quality of life as well.
Chairman Pete Meitzner made a substitute motion to defer the vote until the next meeting on October 7th to allow the commission and county staff time to rework the proclamation. That vote passed unanimously. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Some of the top public health experts were on Capitol Hill yesterday taking questions from a Senate committee.
Chairman Lamar Alexander, a Tennessee Republican, asked FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn this important question.
Will you be willing to take that vaccine for you and for your family?
Absolutely, yes, Senator, Mr. Chairman. I have the complete and absolute faith in the expertise of the scientists who are terrific at FDA.
There was a tense moment after Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor, suggested to Dr. Fauci New York might not be rising in the number of COVID cases due to herd immunity.
If you believe 22% is herd immunity, I believe you're alone in that.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Kansas City Royals in action at Kauffman last night against the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson has tested positive for the coronavirus. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Missouri Governor Mike Parson, a Republican who has steadfastly refused to require residents to wear masks, has tested positive for the coronavirus. His office confirmed the positive test Wednesday. Parson was tested after his wife, Teresa, tested positive earlier Wednesday. Teresa Parson had experienced mild symptoms, including a cough and nasal congestion. Governor Parson postponed several events during the remainder of the week. Expanded mail-in voting is leading to more ballots being rejected. Fox's Eric Shawn has more on the story.
It turns out that one of the major reasons mail-in ballots are rejected is that voters make mistakes. In Pennsylvania, voters receive two envelopes. One, the so-called secrecy envelope, to put their ballot in. That goes in the envelope they mail. But some voters forget to use both. So now there's a push to skip the secrecy envelope and count votes without one anyway. Other battleground states have also been given reprieves. In Wisconsin, a federal judge extended the deadline to 6 days after the election for absentee ballots to be received. And a Michigan judge went even further, 2 weeks longer, for ballots postmarked by Election Day.
Mail-in ballot rejections come as states prepare for what could be record voter turnout in the November presidential election. Can a person's love of sweets prove to be deadly? Apparently, yes.
Doctors say a man's love of black licorice cost him his life. The New England Journal of Medicine reports a 54-year-old Massachusetts construction worker died after eating a bag and a half of black licorice every day for several weeks leading up to his death. Massachusetts General Hospital Dr. Neil Butala says even a small amount of licorice can increase blood pressure, and a chemical in black licorice can lower potassium levels and affect heart rhythm. The man apparently switched from red twist to black licorice in the weeks before his death last year. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic this morning in the Wichita area. You're going to want to continue to avoid the area Central and Ridge Road. Traffic accident involving two vehicles reported there. Again, Central and Ridge. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
We will have some low clouds and patchy areas of fog this morning, gradually moving out by mid-morning, then sunny and warmer this afternoon with a high 85. Clear and dry through tonight, our low 62, then breezy and heating up Friday afternoon with a high 90, 92 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 56 degrees. We've got a south wind at 5 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:11. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock here on a Thursday morning. I got word from our friends at KPTS Channel 8. That tonight at 7:30 p.m. they will again air the one-on-one with Victor Hogstrom interview with yours truly that we recorded several months ago, and now they're going to run it again tonight at 7:30 if you'd like to see it on KPTS Channel 8. A very unusual situation. I believe the first time I've ever sat down and had somebody at length interview me I'm usually on the other side of it. So that's going to be airing tonight at 7:30 on KPTS Channel 8. A program note for you, the Wichita Open Golf Tournament, huge event in Wichita this year. No spectators this year, but it is underway. I think Jad said the golfers got going this morning. Saturday and Sunday this weekend, we're going to have coverage with Mike Kennedy. It'll be Saturday and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on KNSS. So now they're not going to have that great big crowd at the 17th hole like they usually have. But Mike's going to be on the air telling you all about that. The Wichita Open's been going on for several years now, and it's really got a lot of attention because you see young golfers who are kind of on their way up and before they hit the real big time. But it's a pretty good tournament. There's some money to be won. I am not a golfer, but I do recognize the value that this thing has for our community. Good news about the airport, Eisenhower National Airport. Bill Roy in the Wichita Business Journal saying that their passenger numbers are outpacing the national rate. How about that? So that's pretty good news. We're looking for some good things to talk about this morning regarding what's going on in our city after we find out that they've been cutting jobs and so forth at the Wichita River Festival, Wichita Festivals, Inc. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Yeah, tomorrow around, is it about this time? Tomorrow we'll be talking with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are playing Monday night, and we're going to have Mitch is going to be in the air with us tomorrow, giving us a preview of what's going on. Of course, that's become quite a popular program here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. All right, sir. Again, some bad news from Wichita Festivals, Inc., where they have let several people go, including the man they just hired, CEO Ty Tabing. He started in November as the CEO, and now he's gone. Of course, the Wichita Festival, the River Festival, wasn't held this year, and they've had a big drop in revenue. 8:14, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's see what else is going on. That was on this date in 1964 that Bullwinkle Show premiered on ABC, on NBC. That's right, a cartoon program. And I was a young teenager at the time. I got to tell you, we had been raised on Warner Brothers cartoons and the Merry Melodies and those kinds of things. But this Bullwinkle Show was something new and different. They had some really great little characters, like Bullwinkle the Moose and Rocky the Flying Squirrel, who premiered on NBC. A lot of teenagers and adults watched that show. It was for kids, I guess, but we liked it. 1968 on this date, 60 Minutes made its debut on CBS with Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace. And I'll tell you, there's a program that's become quite a force in broadcasting over the years. That was in 1968 on this date. And in 1977 on this date, The Love Boat premiered on ABC. And that is a series of vignettes, about three of them every week. And what would happen is they'd have these guest stars come in, and on this cruise, they would be having all these interactions and these stories going on. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. I really haven't been to any stores recently other than going into Dillon's to pick up a loaf of bread or something, but haven't been to the big box stores for a little bit. But I guess if Jad was telling me yesterday that the displays are all out for Halloween, probably been out for a month and a half. Halloween's coming up here at next month. It's just a month away. And then
I was going to say something yesterday. Oh, I'm already seeing those. That's terrible, but I'd already been seeing those, so it was kind of hardly a surprise yesterday, I suppose.
You know, I've got one grandkid left. Sammy Joe down in Derby is 7. She's of the age to go and do that. But after that, the youngest are 14 years old. And that's about the cutoff date, I think, for trick-or-treating. Although, for years and years and years, my grandkids have really participated with vigor every year. And, in fact, my daughter usually had a Halloween party now. Will there be a Halloween party this year with the pandemic? One more event that will probably not happen.
Yeah.
8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do sports this morning now with Jad Chambers. The Royals, they're not in the playoffs, but they've got a chance to kind of play spoiler, if you will, right, Ted?
The St. Louis Cardinals are still in contention to be in the playoffs, and so they really needed a win last night, but... Well, before the game, we'll start it off with this. The Royals had placed outfielder Bubba Starling and right-hander Kyle Zimmer on the injured list, and they returned left-hander Mike Montgomery and outfielder Franchy Cordero from rehab assignments on Wednesday. They also recalled right-hander Jacob Junis before yesterday's game. And those moves paid off last night at Kauffman Stadium, where the Royals faced the St. Louis Cardinals. Salvador Perez and the newly returned Franchy Cordero both hit two home runs. They drove in five runs apiece. The Kansas City Royals pummeled the playoff-contending St. Louis Cardinals 12-3. The Royals take that series 2-1, and there's only one more series left in the Royals' season. It starts tonight. Basically, they're hosting the Detroit Tigers for their final four games of 2020. Royals and Tigers tonight, first pitch at 7:05 on that one. The Big 12 is ready to open conference play for its 25th season this weekend. All 10 teams are set to play in league games on Saturday. Of course, TCU and Baylor will both be playing in their season openers because they've been unable to play any of their non-conference games because of COVID-19. Amongst those games in the Big 12, K-State is at number 3 Oklahoma. The Sooners last season had their 5-year road winning streak ended in a 48-41 loss at K-State. So Sooners looking for some revenge. And then, of course, we have Dave Aranda making his head coaching debut with Baylor versus Kansas. And, of course, his former boss, Les Miles. So that one going on Saturday as well. Around the world of sports in the playoffs, the Miami Heat took a 3-1 lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals last night. They got a 91-85 win over the Boston Celtics, who will now have to fight to stave off elimination on Friday night. The L.A. Lakers lead the Denver Nuggets 2-1 in the Western Conference Finals. That game 4 is tonight. And the Stanley Cup Finals continue. Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the Dallas Stars 5-2 yesterday. And the Stanley Cup Finals continues tomorrow night. And Florida foes squaring off tonight to kick off Week 3 of the NFL season. We've got a preview from Fox's Matt Napolitano.
The Miami Dolphins currently sit at the bottom of the AFC East, looking for win number 1 on the season against the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Dolphins QB Ryan Fitzpatrick is keeping confident that his offense is close to putting the puzzle together.
I just think as we're going here, he's going to continue to figure out what's going to make us a good offense, a dynamic offense, and we'll keep feeding those parts.
The Jags coming off a close loss to the Tennessee Titans as linebacker Miles Jack has led Jacksonville's defense in an impressive return this season for him.
I just really feel like that's attributed to just my training and just getting back healthy and really hitting the weights this year.
Fans will be permitted to attend tonight's game at TIAA Bank Field in Jacksonville. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Thursday Night Football.
Thursday Night Football. And, of course, you can hear Thursday Night Football over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM at 7 o'clock tonight for Thursday Night Football, the Miami Dolphins and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:20 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean looks at the Bidens and Ukraine. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
And now, stay tuned for A Minute with Mitch. We'll talk Kansas City Chiefs.
It's time for A Minute with Mitch.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.